Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my goodness. If y'all missed the earlier programs, Oh, my goodness, there is more for you than against you. God is totally in control, holding all things together. You've got to hear it. I'm praying. This is my prayer for you, that God will open your eyes, that you can see the true thing that's eternal, which is the things that you don't see, because the things that you do see are temporary and they're fading away. But the heavenly host is forever. And as we'll find out, if you're at the VFN Dream Center, I want to encourage you, if you haven't joined us online, join us on the stream, join us on VFN Radio, or join us on the Emerald Coast every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. You can join us on VFN Radio also at 10:30 a.m. Central Time and 3 p.m. For a replay of what happened there. Darkness is fading away.
Mm-hmm.
So if you joined the dark party, if you've joined Lucifer's party, and you're thinking, we got it now, your party's going to lose. I mean, it's fading away. It's all going to end just suddenly. Suddenly, you're not going to be popular anymore. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, all the stuff that you have, it's just like you're going to be thrown with your daddy into the lake of fire, sulfur, right?
That's right.
So it's just darkness is fading away. Even though it looks like it's increasing, you have to understand darkness has always been here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jesus has brought the light. And what it is he's just going to just wrap it all up. He's going to take all that junk. And he's going to put it in the pits of hell where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be no more. Think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. No more tears, no more sickness, no more disease. In the presence of who we were created to be in all of our life. It doesn't make sense to you if you don't know him and if you don't abide with him. But once you know him and abide with him, this makes so much sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were designed for him. You are designed. You're like a piece of puzzle that fits right into his heart. And he's like a piece of puzzle that fits right into your heart. When you come together, this whole creation just makes sense to you. Mm. And there's no drug, there's no money, there's no nothing you can gain in this life that matches the presence of the one who created you.
Mm.
But you have to want him. Mm-hmm. Religion is about forcing conversion. And so
that's
not going to happen. If that's happening, that's not God. You have to want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be with you. But the question is, what are you going to choose? And the enemy has convinced a lot of folks through religion today that you can have him and Lucifer too. You can bow down before the cross of Christ, and you can bow down before the altars of Lucifer.
Don't work like that.
And just be as excited about both of them. And it's interesting too, not only that you can even spend more time at Lucifer's altar than the few moments you spend at the cross on a Sunday at 11 a.m. Think about it. And by the way, it's a paradigm that's demonic and it's not true.
Right.
You have to choose who you're going to serve.
Mm.
This is what I see the questions coming up. I feel it just roaring inside of me. Church in America, choose who's God.
Mm. Mm.
If Baal's God, if the work of your hand's God, if that bull in front of the stock market's God, if the work of your hand is God, serve him. But if God is God, God whose son is Jesus Christ, if he's God, then serve him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For he's the God that answers by fire.
That's right.
He's the one whose angels, the heavenly hosts, have chariots of fire. Isn't that awesome?
Beautiful.
Oh my goodness. Mm. I am pumped. Hey, listen. If you want to be on the winning side, all you have to do is say, dear God, I've sinned.
Mm-hmm.
I've served other gods. I've lived for darkness. I live for myself. But I want you. And I know the only way to you, because you're holy and you're righteous and you're perfect. But you love me. You love me so much that you gave your son on behalf of me so that I could be in your presence, Jesus.
Mm.
He paid the price so that I could be. You gave your son so that I could be with you. And Jesus, you laid it down so that I could be with you and the Father. And you eagerly anticipated doing this. Listen, I want to make you the Lord of my life. You are worth dying for. No. You are worth living for.
That's right.
Because dying would be easy. But I want to spend the rest of my days, whatever days that you've numbered and predestined for my life, I want to spend them living fully dedicated, devoted, all yours. I'm yours, God.
Mm.
Like Toby Mac says, I'm yours. I mean, think about it. Sold out, like Coach McCartney said, right?
Mm-hmm.
All in. I mean, 100%. And if that's you right now, listen, we want to hear from you. Contact us. Go to VFNTV.com and go back to the contact. Let us know that you've made a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We have some great things available for you. Also, you can go to meetmyfather.org and it can walk you through the decision you just made, understand a little bit of our stories, but also give you some answers at the end of where you can contact us and let us know. That's meetmyfather.org. Listen, if you made that decision, welcome to the family. You're now my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're now my sister. Guess what? Jesus is your Lord, and God is your Father. And now you are an heir of the creator of the universe, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and soon to be his bride.
Mm.
Is that not awesome?
Wow.
Awesome.
Welcome to the family of God. Well, my goodness, I don't know if you saw what's taking place in, we're talking about the persecuted church this Sunday and praying for them, but in Egypt, which we participated in as a nation, empowering the Muslim Brotherhood by going to the Cairo speech, which you can actually see probably as a related link on this on the VFN Torch, and you know, is America under God's judgment? The state of the nation. The state of the nation is what it is called. And our president's first international speech was him going to Cairo to be able, going to Cairo and beginning to paint a narrative, which is Alinsky 101.
Hmm.
Paint a narrative that says that this banned group called the Muslim Brotherhood needs to be the one in power here.
Wow.
And he did. He painted it. We didn't understand what we understand, what God's been revealed to us since then, but that's just Alinsky 101.
Mm. Even the Egyptians know that. I ran into some Egyptians locally who are in the military, and I go, Mohamed Morsi, they couldn't talk English. And they go, they didn't want the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, they don't want the Muslim Brotherhood.
I want to say to the Egyptian people, first of all, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for what we did. I'm sorry for our interference with your government. I'm sorry for what you're having to put up with because of what we did. Please forgive us. Yeah, please forgive us. But I want to tell you this. I've fallen in love with you.
Mm.
I have this love in my heart for the Egyptian people. Because there was like this wall that kept us from seeing each other for who we really are.
Yeah.
And the Egyptian people are not only beautiful, but their hearts are so good that the story and the narrative that the enemy was painting is not true. That they truly want to be free. They don't want that. They want, and I'm like, oh, this is, and these few terrorists that we help empower there, through and bringing up the Muslim Brotherhood, imprisoning the president.
Morsi?
No, we didn't do that.
Mubarak.
Mubarak. That's the one we put in or helped participate in the context of that. That and Morsi, the Egyptian people put Morsi in the military, trying to maintain their freedom and all. That now the church is being persecuted by these same folks who we helped put in power, the very ones that our president, you need to understand, close your eyes and watch what's going on. Close your eyes and watch what's going on. Close your fleshly eyes and watch what's going on. Every one of us are created in the image and the likeness of God. Every one of us has authority. But you're going to have to close your eyes to see what's going on, because the eye can fool you. The eye can fool you. Radical Islam hates God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That's how you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
He hates this God. They hate. They hate. They promulgate. They hate this god. Now they have another god that's not a god at all, but they say this god, the one that Muhammad. But understand, they hate Israel.
Yeah,
that's who Jacob is. Jacob's name is Israel. Israel's Jacob. That's the same person. You can call Israel Jacob. You can call Jacob Israel. So he's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Mm-hmm. And not only do they hate Israel, but they hate Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They deny that he, well, not, they use loving words and say he's a prophet, but they hate him by saying he's not the Son of God. God did not send him, and he's not the way to God.
Right.
That's hate, by the way, even if it's said with a kiss on your cheek or a sword at your neck.
Right.
And so we empowered that. We empowered that. No, somebody says, we didn't, they did. There is no they. There's just the us.
That's
right.
There's
one nation called America. Even though you might want to divide yourself by political party, even though you want to divide yourself by some ethnicity, they're our brother. They're our sister. We're the same. Mm-hmm. We're the same. And by the way, and hopefully I'll get a chance to just talk about that, because it's horrific how we treated our brothers and our sisters in this nation. We don't need to be worried about other people's countries and business. We need to deal with our own. We need to get it right at our own home.
That's right.
Right.
The convergence of history. And so here we are now, the environment that we created. This is what our president said. And you can see it on the VFN Torch. And hopefully it's a related article to what I'm saying right here. And this he said, I consider it, and I got some paraphrase here because it has been since his first international speech. I consider it my job as the president of the United States of America to defend Islam from any negative stereotypes, to fight against or defend it of any negative stereotypes anywhere it might be found in the world. Well, first of all, as a person, as an individual, that could be his call. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That could be his personal feeling and his conviction, what he's, and that's totally within his right to do. But as the president of the United States, you're supposed to defend the country from enemies, foreign and domestic. And hello, America, he had them erased from our books and our libraries, according to Michelle Bachmann. He empowered them in Egypt. He supported them in Iran. He's his advisor, you know, not saying where she stands, but it doesn't pass the sniff test.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his chief advisor was born in Iran. Now he's not wanting sanctions to continue to increase. We're not stopping this momentary. We can have nuclear weapons. And what's happening? Let me tell you what's happening. JJ's happening. What I said on VFN Radio, and I've been prophesying about what God has told us about. It doesn't matter what people give you. I don't care if they give you a phone. I don't care if they give you health care. I don't care if they give you $1 million. You got to ask the question. You got to ask the question. Did this furniture come from somebody who used to be a First Nation person that you pushed west in this country?
Mm.
Did these glasses, were they worn by Jews? Was this business ran by Jews in Germany? Instead of saying, oh, I got me a new apartment now.
That's right.
I got me a new house now. I got me a new farm right now. That's blood. You can't, that's a trail of tears. You can't take that man's house, and God's not going to bring justice on you. And when you hear the questions, when you hear this said over the land, you didn't build that.
Hmm.
You have to understand, you're missing it. You don't know your history. I truly believe what you're hearing is you're about to pay the price for the sins of your fathers if you don't repent. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. She was alone, living in an orphanage under rather cruel conditions and desperate to know that somebody cared.
And when I'd go to bed at night, you know that when nobody touches you, nobody hugs you, you want to be hugged. I don't care what people say when they say, don't touch me. Yeah, they want to be hugged. And at night, when I knew nobody was looking, and after the lights were out, and after I'd get the whipping, I'd put my arms around myself, and I'd rock myself to sleep, and I'd cry, and I'd cry. And as those tears mingled down and soaked into the sheets and into the pillow, I was crying out, oh,
if somebody would just love me.
As a child, Dory just wanted to be loved. And today, there are 168 million children around the world with that same heart cry. Now, maybe you can't adopt a child right now, but there are many ways to get involved in the orphan care movement. Learn how at iCareAboutOrphans.org.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. You didn't build that. You didn't build that. You know, we've heard that.
Yeah.
You didn't build that.
Yes, we have.
And you know what? You didn't.
You tried.
Oh, this is you know, this is what you, if you go back and you listen to prophecy and things that we've shared, was this is what God revealed to me in the beginning of 2013 when I'm on my sabbatical with him. It was tragic, our history, and in the context of that, he began to show me some things, his heart towards, you know, God's a just God. And a lot of people were so deep, we're probably about 2 inches deep in regards to our lives. I mean, it's you know, I'm just naive quite often. I'm like, I mean, you haven't even thought about going 3 inches deep? I mean, you know, you haven't, right. You haven't ever thought about reading the book or something, or, you know, picking up your Bible or wondering why Elijah did. I mean, Jesus, nope, not at all. I just kind of get up and go with the current, and the wind blows me here and the wind blows me there. It's like, oh. Esau.
Someone was asking Leonard Ravenhill, you know, about the size of a church. You got to know Brother Ravenhill. He says, today's churches, they're an inch deep and they're a mile long. He's like, get over it.
Oh, wow.
Get over it.
Yeah, that's,
they're an inch deep and a mile long. This is Leonard Ravenhill.
That's good to know that God moved in the context of that, because it's like, it's hard to get a boat, you know, floating in an inch of water, but by God's grace in the mirror, we can do this thing. To get one of those airboats or something. I mean, think about it. I mean, have you heard this statement? You didn't build that. And I'm about to talk to you. This is a convergence where I'm talking about what's taking place in Egypt right now, what's happening in the world. A book that was written, that was a narrative, and now we know it's an Alinsky narrative, that was written called Dreams from My Father. And based on reports, when this book was written, a narrative was created. And so people tried to prove the book wrong, and they said, well, then all of a sudden they came out and they go, well, yeah, I just kind of converged a couple encounters in my life. And no, I didn't really, you know, have this date that night, you know, with this girl, but, and people were missing. People were just like, oh, you're going to have to go deeper than this. You can argue the fact that somebody made a story up, or you can pause for a moment and think, is the narrative true? And people throw the whole story out because it took a narrative for you to understand my pain,
right?
My story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you hear some of our president's books, he says, you know, I was raised by a white mother, but I was a black man, mm-hmm. and I walked down the streets, and I would see people cross the street when I came down the street. I mean, imagine if your life was like that.
Mm-hmm.
He has a father that just left him, or vice versa. In the context of that, the contradictions of listening to his mother, who was still had mindsets, his not his mother, but his grandmother, who had mindsets of America.
Yeah.
Raising the son, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having to deal with all the American contradictions and realities while he's walking out. No matter what, he had to choose, who am I going to be?
Yeah.
And it's so strange, and I can't even go there. I never could figure it out because I'm sort of like, I've just been naive, you know, and God's been educating me. And so, you know, you say things like, Rodney King, why don't we all get along? And the whole thing is, there's a reason why. Your father oppressed me, beat me, and economically held me back for the last...
It's a long history here that you've been clueless about. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
You didn't get the memo. It's nothing like, we cannot have coffee and you just shout my name and I run down the stadium and everything's resolved here.
Right.
And so when you're hearing statements like, you didn't build that, people are so shallow, and I mean this in a truthful way, no, I mean this, is the fact that you're just thinking about your now. You're mm-hmm. thinking about your union. You're thinking about your politics and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Your business.
Let me share something with you, and I'll tell you what I feel in my spirit is going to happen, because this is what he says. He says in Ezekiel, I believe, Ezekiel chapter 17, this is what God says, and I believe it's 17. He says, if your father does evil, if he does evil, he'll suffer for his own stuff. But you as his son or daughter, if you do what's right before God, you will not suffer for your father's sins. But if you choose to leave the path, the right path, basically, and you go, even though you were walking rightly, now you actually turn your back on me, I'm going to deal with you for what you're doing. But guess what? Instead of dreams from my father, America, it's going to be sins of our fathers. It's going to overtake us like a tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
A tidal wave. You can't say that it's not a reality. I mean, it's how in the world can you, and this is what's happened is, our leaders, for whatever reason, when we were coming up in school, they actually separated history. You had to fully know who we were as a country, you had to take special classes at the universities just to find out who you were. And you know how we are. It's like, I don't have to have that class and I can still get my degree.
Yeah, right.
They created separate colleges to understand.
Well, you had to. You had to have a separate, and there was a reason why it had to be a separate college, because they would not let you get an education.
The full education. It was his story.
So slavery was in America for 250 years. 250 years. And there was 10 years after the Emancipation Proclamation by President Lincoln, and all of a sudden they said, okay, you're on your own. Because, you know, the 40 acres and a mule thing came from when that was going on. It's like, here's 40 acres and a mule, that's the American dream. But after 10 years, I just stopped. Okay.
Like 10 years.
I've been bound and beat and divided and destroyed and beat down as a people. And the fact that I even exist is a miracle.
Mm.
But you're going to give me 10 years to get my family together, to learn how to read, to learn how to relate, to learn how to function and actually grow food for myself and not for you, to cook food for myself and learn how to be honorable in the context of who God created me to be. You're going to give me 10 years. And what God showed me in the beginning of this year, I was sitting, I need an artist, maybe Lewis or somebody, I don't know. I know that probably a caricature situation maybe. But I'm sitting there on this, you can see me sitting there on a floor on the sabbatical, and God has these books all around me. And I'm looking at these books, and I'm just weeping over these books. And I'm looking at them, and they're ledgers. They're ledgers. And a ledger, by the way, you don't know, it's like QuickBooks on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of money, it's people. It's your brothers. It's your sisters. And they're selling your brother and your sister. Get this, church. And many of them doing it in the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it in the name of God. And so I'm looking at these ledgers and I'm just broken. I'm thinking, it's ugly. It's horrific. It's painful. And then God would take me to these places and I would physically go to these places and I see how unconcerned people were about this reality. And he would just show me like, they don't even have a clue. They don't even care. They don't even know. And I'm just like, it's just brokenness in the state. And I'm looking and it's ugly. But you know what, America? It's us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's us. The good, bad, and the ugly. And we need to make this right. We need to understand when you hear, you didn't build that, he's not talking about your union. I truly believe he's talking about 250 years of slavery that built this nation. And we got to talk about that. And we got to figure this out. And the church does. And we got to lead it in great humility.
We want you to visit our sponsors today. We want to give a special shout out to all of our underwriters. Go to VFNTV.com. We have all the information right there for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, even addresses where you can visit them. Today, go visit Just Fish and Grits if you're in Pensacola. Listen, they have some great grouper and some grits. You got to go try it out. Also in Pensacola, Cordova Lanes. The weather's changing. Great family environment. Take the kids bowling. Remember, nobody gets benched in bowling. Go visit Steve at Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. We want to thank all of our VFN Radio underwriters and sponsors at VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse, and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV. By going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV. Or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. We are excited about being with you, and we're discussing in this program a continuation of what we've been talking about on our programs about You didn't build that. You didn't build that. And thinking deeper than what it truly is, and I was talking about Ezekiel chapter 17, but really it's Ezekiel chapter 18. And when we look at the sins of our fathers, and I am talking about what's taking place in Egypt, and understand this, this is how things work. When we turn our back on God, God raises servants up who were not walking with him to discipline those who should have been walking with him. And after he finishes using them to discipline his folks, like Nebuchadnezzar, and then, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, he's in total control. He called him my servant Nebuchadnezzar. And let me tell you something, Zedekiah is on the rise. And I don't have time to talk about Zedekiah. Maybe we'll talk about Zedekiah tomorrow. But we saw it take place in New Jersey, and we saw it take place in Virginia last night. That was Zedekiah. Mm. God is just is right around the corner. Right, Zedekiah?
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is happening. So we're going to talk about Zedekiah, Virginia, and New Jersey, and God is just. And because Jehoiakim has already been walking, and which is God's set man. And so here we go. When you hear the words like, you didn't build that. It's like, it's so much more deeper than your shallow experience in your day-to-day PlayStation 2, Nintendo, it's all about me and getting home and watching more TV life. I believe the Lord is laying on my heart. Our president wrote a book, a narrative that really helps you understand. He's helping you understand the narrative. Read people's narratives. Quit trying to criticize people's narratives. They're trying to communicate to you in a story where they're coming from. And this is what I hear. When I hear the word dreams from my father, this is what the Lord had begun to show me on my sabbatical with him in the early part of this year was sins of our fathers. Because Ezekiel chapter 18 tells us very specifically that he says, listen, if you are a father, you are a mother, we'll just say a father, and you do what's right before God, you live your life before God, and this should really help you out, by the way, because a lot of times you feel unnaturally responsible for others, and you can't, I mean, you can help, but you're not, God's not going to hold you. I mean, you have to walk before God and teach other people their ways. And so you walk rightly before God. You do what's right. But say you have an Absalom son or daughter or whatever, and they go out and they do whatever. And they're not serving God. Mm-hmm. He says that father won't suffer for that son or daughter's sin, but that son or daughter will suffer for their sins. Or supposing that a father is not walking with God, and they are, you know, in rebellion to God, and they're just doing all this bad stuff and, you know, that type of thing. If that son does not choose to walk with God, he will taste his father's sour grapes. His teeth will grind with his own father or mother's sins, because now you got his sins and his father's sins. But if in fact you repent and realize, I don't know what his problem was or her problem was, but God, you're my God. Jesus, you're my Lord. Forgive me for my sin. I honor my father, I honor my mother, and we're talking about just aspects of this, and I move on in you. God forgives you, cleanse you, breaks all generational curses, and all of a sudden you are not walking in the sins of your fathers. But understand this, he goes on to says this, read it. Take your time and just pick it up, 81%. Read it. And the world's talking about 1 in 99, I'm talking about 3 in 97. But understand this, but if you walk away from God, so this is the crazy thing. And it's only because you're probably untaught. It's probably because you're untaught. You know, the enemy's made it all about you, and you know, you're understanding it's the context of everything, and that we're all Americans, for example, in this nation, and you're just thinking about yourself. And you're thinking about your own sin. And you're thinking you're going to have this affair with darkness. And you're going to have this sinful life. And you're just thinking about you. At the very same time, you're criticizing our forefathers. You're criticizing their decisions. You're criticizing their ignorance and how they enslaved some of them, not all of them, because out of 750,000 deaths in the Civil War, only 40,000 of them were African Americans, which means a lot of Americans laid down their life for us to get to the place that we are today. But you're criticizing those who did evil while you're yourself walking in evil. Mm. This is what he says. He says, not only will you suffer for your sins, but your father's sins. So this very ones that you're defining and you're right, it's very evil what happened in our history, that's going to wash over you. That's all going to wash over you. It's going to come over you like a flood. And by the way, you deserve it. It's not like, you know, mercy is something that God doesn't give us what we deserve. That our fathers did some pretty, not all of them, but our American history, our undealt with American history, 250 years of oppressing people that are not like the majority, and then enslaving them and building an economy on their backs and taking over the cotton market of the world and bringing it down to 11 cents a ton with free, oppressed slave labor. You didn't build that. And so what you're seeing here, now you have to understand how tsunamis start. This is how tsunamis start. They start by swells. You know, in the Navy, I remember, we're in these huge ships. I mean, they're huge. But the swell, it's just like a big bump just kind of comes up in the water, and it will throw an aircraft carrier out of the water.
Wow.
But it's not a wave. It's a swell. It's a swell. And this is what's happening. This is the swell that's happening now. Right now, over in Egypt. As we speak right now, and you get that ready. As we speak, Christians are being persecuted. Christians are being persecuted because we empowered the Muslim Brotherhood. We empowered them to be able to do what they're doing. We painted a narrative for that. And understand, this swell that's taking place, it's going to come against a tidal wave against Christians and Jews on the face of the earth like a ramsack. Saul, why are you organizing me? We talked about that. As soon as Stephen got stoned, as soon as there was a successful attack against the people of God, a man of God, immediately a frenzy broke out for the church. And that's what's taking place right now in Egypt. Listen to CBN News and what's taking place to the church there.
Griffith is on assignment. An Islamic-led insurgency threatens one of the world's oldest Christian communities. 4 months after Egyptians chased their president out of office, radical Muslims still blame Christians for the uprising. Egypt's Coptic community face almost daily attacks, and they are worried about their future.
July 3rd, 2013. As the sun sets over Cairo, hundreds of thousands of Egyptians celebrate in Tahrir, or Liberation Square. Was game over for Mohamed Morsi.
The Chief Justice of the Supreme Constitutional Court will rule the country during the transitional period.
Mohamed Morsi was an Islamist leader who had big dreams for Egypt.
As Egypt's first democratically elected Islamist president, Morsi also led the radical Muslim Brotherhood. But after just 1 year in office, Egyptians had had enough. Boulos Gerges joined the millions demanding he step down.
The Muslim Brotherhood believed Morsi was going to bring back the glory of Islam, purify Egypt of non-Muslims, and turn it into an Islamic country.
That worried Boulos because he's part of the 10% or so of Egypt's population that is Christian.
Everyone knew we were also protesting against the Morsi government.
Samir Abashkeron, a prominent Egyptian Christian, believes Morsi's removal was nothing short of a miracle.
Christians felt like a heavy burden had been removed from our nation. We could never have imagined that such an outcome was possible, but we prayed and God answered.
But then came the Islamic threats.
We started hearing messages on television, in mosques and on the streets, people saying they were going to kill Christians for demonstrating against Morsi and the Brotherhood. They said our family, our children, our homes and businesses would be targets.
And it turned out Egyptian Christians had every reason to be concerned.
The streets were quiet that evening. I remember there weren't too many cars on the road, not a lot of people walking around.
Boulos' wife was at home the evening they got the call that changed their lives forever.
My friend was screaming on the phone. Jesse has been shot. Jesse has been shot.
The day was August 6th, around 7:15 in the evening. Jesse had just walked out of church, having finished 9 days of a 10-day vacation Bible school. She had walked down this very street, came to this spot that I'm standing at, and one single shot to the heart ended her life.
Jesse was our only little child. She was a wonderful person.
She was only 10 years old.
When she turned 10, I could see our little girl slowly turning into a beautiful young lady. She was my daughter. She was my friend.
Though no one has claimed responsibility, Jesse's parents believe that she was killed because of her faith.
Because we supported Morsi's removal and the army's crackdown on the Brotherhood, radical Muslims are now like bombs, ready to explode against Christians.
That fury exploded days after Jesse's murder. On August 14th, hours after the army violently broke up two Brotherhood protest camps in Cairo, Morsi sympathizers launched revenge attacks against Christians. And when it was all over, they had destroyed more than 200 Christian-owned properties, some 43 churches seriously damaged. Shops, businesses, cars, and homes belonging to Christians were also targeted. Most of the attacks happened in central Egypt. It was the worst organized violence against Christians in 700 years. Dr. Sama Sadek, a Regent University grad and native of Egypt, says authorities did little to stop the attacks or to identify those responsible. Sadek is based in the U.S. and travels frequently to Egypt. CBN News met him in Cairo while he ministered to pastors who had lost church buildings during the assault.
Most of the pastors affected are so poor, so the Lord helped us through our friends in America to meet some of their financial and physical needs. The pastors are grateful that people in the U.S. stood beside them during their trials.
4 months after Morsi's removal, people here are worried about an Islamic-led insurgency against Christians and the new government. On October 21st, masked gunmen riding a motorcycle pulled up to a Christian wedding at a church in Cairo and killed 4 people, including an 8-year-old girl.
What is happening is targeting all of Egypt and not only the Christians. This is enough. People are getting sick and tired of this.
With the specter of Christian violence still rising, Boulos and his wife resolved to minister to their countrymen.
After Jesse's death, God gave us a bigger desire to pray for the terrorists and our country. Not just for Christians, but for Muslims too. Only God can open hearts and eyes to see truth and experience His love.
And I asked Phoebe, "Do you forgive the killer of Jesse?" And she looked at me and she said, yes. That is the prayer that Christians around Egypt are continuing to lift to heaven, asking that they would have the spirit of forgiveness in the midst of these very difficult times.
That is so important, because that's where we have to humble ourselves and be sold out to God and realize, when you're hearing the statements, "You didn't build this," we need to look back and ask the question, then who did? And when we find out who did, then we need to deal with it in a godly way and say, "God, what do you want us to do?"
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
But I do want to say this before we get started. Eddie, oh my goodness, man. I was thinking about you and your insanity, man. I mean, a vice presidential candidate and you both are just running rapidly in your living rooms. I'm waiting to see you on some info commercial going, that was me then, this is me now, you know, and like showing a rib or something like they do. It's like, my gosh, you need some meat on you, dude. Anyway, so how are you doing, man? I want to hear from you, man. I bet you, I can imagine, because if I lost, you know, I lost 10 pounds. You know, my goal is 20.
Mm-hmm.
And during this week I was away, I found 5 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
And I wasn't even looking for them. Looking for them, you know, and I thought, where did you come from? I am not even looking for you. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not playing hide and go seek.
Well, you didn't have no biscuits, did you?
No, I had no. Those are more up north, I think, you know.
No swelling, nothing like that. All right, making sure.
And we won't talk about swelling. Anyway, so, but you know, I wasn't even looking for these 5 pounds. I mean, I wasn't even looking for them. And I wasn't even boasting about the 10 pounds. I was just being silently quiet and grateful, you know, for these 5 pounds. And it's like, I don't know what happened. You know, it was in between fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich during this week off. It's like, you know, I don't know. I was stuck in between, you know, fettuccine Alfredo and a bologna sandwich. And somewhere in between these two destinations, these 5 pounds popped up. And it's like, come on, what's up with this? So, you know, I'm going to send that 5 pounds back to where it came from.
Yeah,
I'm sending them back to fettuccine. I'm sending them back to bologna. You know, come on. I mean, this has got to go. But I am totally committed that I am going to get the physique that Pat has. You know what I'm saying? You know, he's going like, I'm a little stuffy. Stuffy? Dude, look at you. We must be huge to you. He was like, you know, Chris and I are like floating around like blimps at the it was like a parade, Macy's parade. And he's calling himself big, and Chris and I are going like, dude, are you calling us like floats or something? What's up with this, you know? I mean, wait, at least where do we lose some weight or something? Yeah, Jiminy bony crickets. And so
boasting, I tell you, man.
Yeah. I feel like the big, you know, thing floating by Pat, you know, the ride they have in front of Macy's.
You don't have any string tying you down there? I mean, you don't have any, jeez.
Dude, isn't it something? That's totally something. And so, can you imagine? So here we are, you know, we're walking down the road. I can see us now. We're going to be in Montgomery. Yeah, we're going to be in Montgomery this weekend.
Birmingham
this weekend. And, you know, we'll be marching. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. And, you know, Pat will have these strings, and Chris and I'll be floating above his head like a blowfish. You know, we'll float up there, you know. He'll be like, oh, man, I'm just gaining so much weight. Like, I don't even want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, so but I just thank God for the 5 that I did not find, you know, the whole 10. I only found 5. But I'm committed, man. I'm committed. When we march all the way, because we're going to go this weekend.
We want pictures.
You got Photoshop, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Make sure, if you did not catch our other programs, you got to catch it. Talking about, you didn't build that.
Mm.
And we're so quick to throw a gavel down on something. And just pause for a moment and think, okay, well, it is here. It is here.
Mm-hmm.
So we need, why not ask the question then? If we're not scared of it, why not ask the question, who did build it? And somebody says, because we might find out who did build it, and it might not be ours anymore. Well, truly, if you didn't build it, is it really yours?
That's right.
Does it matter who's driving the car, really? I mean, if he built the car and he bought the car and she, you know, and she painted the car,
mm-hmm.
don't you feel kind of awkward driving it? I mean, shouldn't you just get in the passenger seat and say thank you for the ride?
Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. Bible says something about ill-gotten gain, you know?
Yeah, it's in Isaiah, I believe, or Psalms. He says God sees the things of the widow that you have in your home, the furnishings and all.
Right.
And so what you're seeing is, I really believe there was a window, there was a season of God's mercy over this nation, a grace. And you think, well, why is this all of a sudden happening? Because the church turned its back on God.
That's right.
Because God makes adversaries crazy things that we have done. He shows forth mercy and he forgives us and he brings us to the cross of his son. He says, listen, I will make the two one there. I will fix this at the cross. But the second you walk away from the cross, it ain't fixed no more.
Mm.
And everything that was left there, guess what? It didn't disappear. It comes back, Ezekiel 18.
Mm-hmm.
That plus some. And if you just study history alone, that'll keep you straight. Because ever since the Garden of Eden, men have been, you know, our sin nature, men have been not, well, good to men. And so the reason why people don't ask the question or just ponder the idea when somebody says, you didn't build that? That, okay, let's just pause for a moment. Since it's here, who did build it? And go deeper than the last, I don't know, 30 years. Let's go a little bit past, 1968, the assassination of an apostle that God was using to bring us to our better, what God has designed for this nation.
Mm-hmm.
The assassination of which, who I believe is an apostle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.,
mm-hmm.
who a lot of people, it's just almost like that resolves something. It's like, now we're going to sign some legislation. You killed Dr. Yeah. King. That's not resolving anything. That's right. Horrific. That's not resolving anything. That is like a blight on this nation before the eyes of God. I said, he's an apostle of God.
Mm.
He was a man that stayed faithful to God and stayed faithful to this nation, worked within the confines of our Constitution and under the leadership of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. I mean, my goodness, he is a one that we as Christians need to learn of and imitate. It's a huge contrast from the ones who are children of darkness that are following Alinsky tactics and Lucifer tactics. It does organize and does do different things, but it's not under the supreme organizer like Dr. King was. Dr. King's Lord was Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
His passion was love. His desire was everyone in America treated equally, justice for all. I mean, that was his. Read it, listen to it, watch it.
Mm.
Go to civil rights museums and take your time to soak about our history. Because they've kept a lot of our history from America. And that alone should say, you know what? If I don't deal with my sin, I'm going to have to deal with my father's sin.
Mm.
Even if I judge my father's sin and criticize my father's sin, Ezekiel 18 tells me that because I rebel against God, because I walk against God, I'm going to be dealt with my own rebellion, but the rebellion of my father's, the sins from my father. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do? He tells us in Ezekiel 18 what to do. Get right, dude. Ma'am, get right. Stop your religious games and get right.
Mm.
Humble yourself. Realize that God created every man on the face of this earth, and he told us, go make disciples of all ethnic groups. In other words, go bring everybody into the family. Teach them how to follow me. My father wants to be their father. Everyone, including you and whatever your ethnicity is. When he says, go make disciples of the nations, that word nation comes from the Greek word ethnos, where we get the word ethnic group. So when you see your nations, he's not talking about some political affiliation. He's talking about the people that live there. He sees the Egyptian people, not the Egyptian government. Look past all that craziness going on in Egypt right now and look at the persecution taking place. Look at the oppression. Look at what we stirred up in their nation. Look at Israel now surrounded by radical Islam. Look at the Green Party in Iran who cried out. Look at Pastor Saeed now locked up even in a deeper prison, trying to bring heart because he would not deny Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm. And we supported that. Look at King Assad in Syria and what's taking place there with Russia coming in. Look at Forbes magazine saying now that Putin is the most powerful, President Putin, a Putin of Rush, of Gog, is now the most powerful man in the world. Mm. And notice that Jehoiakim don't have any problem with that. God's set man doesn't have any problem with that. Why? Because we're being humbled as a nation. We're being humbled as a nation. You wonder what it looked like when you maybe read in your past in the Bible. Well, that's kind of strange. How did they turn on themselves? What happened? Mm-hmm. How did Gideon just stand and say, sword for the Lord and sword for Gideon, break his pitcher and shine his torch? And all of a sudden, everybody turned on each other and destroyed themselves. This is how it happened. God's totally 100% in control. Mm. God maybe brought the sins of their fathers or the Midianites on top of them. Maybe he just turned them on them. Either way, they turned on themselves. They turn and destroy. That's what's, if we don't turn to God, church, this nation as we know it is truly going to be fundamentally transformed. Because the truth is, you didn't build that. Mm.
Listen, this is powerful, man. You got to get the coal. Segment in its entirety, but we want you to visit our sponsors at VFNTV.com today. Listen, we have all the information, everything available for you to contact with them, phone numbers, web addresses, even their physical address. But if you are in Pensacola, we want you to visit Taqueria Olguis in Pensacola on W Street. This is authentic Mexican food. You don't want to miss it. It is good stuff.
They travel from other states to eat there.
Yes, they do. It's that good. Also, in New Jersey, Yolanda Cocina Cubanas. Cuban food on the go. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Delicious. And in Mobile, don't forget to visit Brunson Air and Heating. They can take care of all of your air conditioning and heating needs. Visit all of our sponsors today, VFNTV.com, and maybe become one yourself.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We'll be right back.